this one? I think you have more.
This one?
The slide.
Yeah. Your armor slides.
Yeah.
With the piston.
We take more. Yeah, exactly. With 17.
Yeah.
I don't know, come on. Go to the next one.
You should have increased your domain.
You're recording.
I didn't get it.
To go to the next?
Go off me.
Okay. Hang on. Can you take the whiteboard thing that's around the corner?
I do.
Just clean the whiteboard and then put it back.
Yep.
Because it's from a previous meeting. I need it clean between meetings. Into the meeting.
Yes.
Because you're off camera and the meeting started.
So where are we? Should I start or do you start? Okay, you.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
So that's the
okay, should we test it?
That's fine, that's good.
Is it wrong?
Yeah.
So I can go on
to
here, okay?
No.
What's the agenda for this meeting?
I will present the agenda with slides.
Okay.
To you. As you can see here. So, first, just to mention, I will take notes of this meeting and I'll try to work them out and give them to you. Also make notes of the previous meeting, and I was about to send them to you, but then I had to go to this meeting, so you will get them to you.
You are the secretary.
Yes,
right.
Indeed. Then I hope you all have worked out some presentations about well, the task given to you in the previous meeting. In a minute we will start with them. You will see them with order. We'll hand them off. Then I will bring in some new requirements I got from the account manager. I by the word of mouth, people are quite abstract, and you can have maybe have some discussion about it, about the functions. And well, in this meeting, we should really try to reach a decision about the target groups and functionality.
You mean the social target group?
Yes, I mean, well, yes, who are we going to get? Well, the
customers.
Okay, the customers, yeah. Indeed, yes. I think that's important matter. So, and then we will close this meeting, and after this meeting we will have a look.
Good.
Why, Anna, can you, do you have a question?
No, I don't.
You don't have a question?
Oh.
You are not able to...
I can talk about it, but I have no idea.
Yes, maybe you can just talk about it, or maybe you can use the whiteboard if necessary.
Well, I've just been presented with some research we've done in a small focus group, so 100 people, just asked them about their remote control usage habits and what they want in the remote control. Probably can't email this to me. I've just got a web page with some data on it. Basically it's saying that users generally dislike the look and feel of their remote controls. 75% of users find most remote controls ugly. 80% of users would spend more money when a remote control would look fancy. Current remote controls do not match well the operating behaviour of the user. 75% of users said they lack a lot, so they use their remote control quite frequently while they're watching television. 50% of users say that they only use 10% of the buttons. So they've got a remote control with a lot of functionality, but really most of the time they only use a small part of that.
Do you have this information on the web page?
I have it on the web page, yes.
So maybe you can send an email to me later.
So basically, there was a breakdown of how much they use the functions of remote control. Power and volume selection are only used a few times within this per hour. Channel selection is used 168 times. And then there's things like channel settings, audio settings, are only used very infrequently. Teletext is used 14 times in the hour. So it is used, but not nearly as much as the channel selection is used. An interesting thing that this report has brought up is that 50% of users report that the remote control gets lost a lot of the time in the room.
Yes,
so
yes,
somewhere locating the remote control would be very useful to a lot of users. 34% said it takes too long to learn to use a remote control, they're not saying it's easy to use straight away, more intuitive perhaps.
It's easy to learn, what do you say?
34% said it took too much time to learn. And 26% said remote controls are bad for RSI. I don't know how we just go about implementing that.
What do you think?
Well, RSI is that repetitive strain injury.
I think that, or do the doctor. The doctor says, but it's the opinion of the user.
That's what the report says, and then it's got a demographic breakdown.
Maybe you cannot put this webpage online on the...
I should be able to actually, if I email it to you now.
It's a webpage on C.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
you
can connect this one. So these are important numbers that Matthew and I need to take into account for our functional.
It's probably easier if you put on yours and RSC, not to, which is a web page.
Okay.
Yeah, these numbers have to be taken into account.
Mm-hmm.
Both user interface and instructional design.
One thing it goes on to talk about, which is interesting, is the...
Because if there are many numbers and we need to select to constrain our design based on what is more important.
One thing interesting is talking about speech recognition and remote control.
Speech recognition.
And who would pay more for that and whether people would buy it easily.
Did we have a number on that?
Yes, I'll just...
So they would not, need any buttons on the remote control.
Yeah.
It should be all based on speech. Okay.
I think even for...
Interesting idea.
Yeah, I think that would not work so well. You would have both options.
Okay.
Well, it would be a solution for when your remote control is lost. I mean, when it has speech recognition, then it doesn't matter where it is. Well, it's usually in range.
Mm.
So maybe it can respond and produce sound, so say where it is.
Yeah.
But these are all quite fancy features. I'm not sure whether we can make this for 12 euros
yeah.
and 50
yeah.
cents.
No, you can't.
And we don't know where the state of the art speech recognition is. Maybe you know.
Well, it depends. You know, like there is it's a very small vocabulary. When you want to do the question, like you say on or one.
But it's quite noisy if there is the TV.
Yeah, it's not going to be so easy that. Usually it's going to be more of an isolated but I don't know, it's 25
years.
Well,
to summarize maybe?
This is now talking about who would pay for speech recognition in remote control, who would pay more for it. 90% of the 15 to 25 year old market said that they would pay more. It goes down from there, 76% for 25 to 35, 35% for 35 to 45. 22% for 45 to 55, and then 8% for 55 to
55.
It really depends where we're going to be targeting this product, which we'll be talking about later, I think.
Yes.
Did you get the email? Yes, that one. So that's the thing that I was talking about there, the different graphics. Another thing it's talking about there is the LCD screen, but there's no delivery panel on that.
Maybe, Mal, can you give your presentation now?
I stay.
No, you can move, I think, yeah. You can move.
You can move as far as... Maybe I take your chair?
Yes,
okay.
you can take my chair.
So I think, as everybody knows, I'm the industrial designer. And in this presentation, this quick presentation, we're going to focus on the working design of the remote control. And I'd like first to give a very simple introduction of how does it work so that everybody knows, even if you don't have a very technical background, what is it? I think in the project is important. So basically, the basic function of a remote control is to send messages to another system that is fixed. So an energy source feeds an integrated circuit, the chip, that can compose messages, usually through infrared bits. And the user interface controls the chip and Apple Demon is the messages, right? So my method for designing the work design, first, the main point is that I would wish to make a really functional product. I would prefer to have very functional capabilities rather than fancy stuff that in fact is not used and doesn't work. So for that, as it's important to take into account the user requirements from the marketing expert, Anna. And to we should agree on what are the technical functions for this remote control, and I show you the working design. So basically, here is a really large view of what we want. We want an on-off button. It can be simple, but it's important. And also enabling to browse channels, as well as other buttons that come after, right? So the components I quickly draw here is that in this part you have the control, the sender, and on the other part the receiver. So that's my method is will be to, well, my aim will be to design the and choose the chips and the infrared components to build the remote control, right? So of course we need energy sources and a receiver. This is a very quick design. You stop me or interrupt me if you don't agree on that. And so what I found, and after a lot of work actually, I draw this. I draw for you this schema that can be maybe too technical for you, but it's really important for me. You know.
You drew a long time ago.
And that's it. So I won't go into details about that, but these are my preferences to use kind of components.
And why do you want these kind of components? I mean, are they cheap or are they reliable? What were your...
So the main components you see here are the cheapest I found. You have always a compromise with readability and if it's expensive, but these ones are also really reliable. So yeah, that's it for the working design. I hope you get a clearer view on what a remote control is in terms of technical components, but maybe yeah.
But is it can you just buy it on the market and plug it in, or you want to?
No. We will. This is a preference, but we can always change.
What I was thinking about the schema about the sender and the receiver. The receiver is of course already in the television and. We are not able to change it.
Of course, so yeah.
We must adapt to the receiver. I suppose there is a standard way of communicating.
Yeah, we will use the infrared protocol using infrared, and of course we need to adapt to that protocol that already exists. But what we can do is. Adapting the chips inside, choose the best chips and infrared boat. Okay.
Thank you.
The frequencies? Yeah. Of course, in the chip.
But you should be careful, people are sometimes becoming problems like. A guy has recently designed a remote which can switch off any other TV.
Yeah.
So basically it's going through all the things. So maybe you should think of
Of course, yeah, we should take that into account.
Don't put the TV in the next apartment through the
letters. Yeah, so you can just go on the street and then switch off everyone's TV and you can just walk away. You don't have to be near the TV at all.
I think Miles will fit in with this thing. Maybe we can go to your presentation.
Yes.
Well, I think we'll open it.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I can take heading my.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about the technical functions of what actually it's about, what is the user going to do, right? And I just presented what is going inside. So what the user is going to see from the outside and how it's going to do it. So other approach is that basically the idea is to send a message to the TV set at my laptop computer and it will be recorded by the TV. And usually it is easier to have keys or buttons with which people can press, and then changing a button will basically change the message which has been sent to the TV. And and basically it sends an internal signal and decoded by the receiver. So as Anna has said, that this, the people are interested in things which are, you don't need to press a key, people can have the speech recognition, but if you say, especially which you have to see it later. But in the present scenario, is that you have certain key and you press it, like a cell phone, and it sends the message to the TV. And so generally, I don't have some figures, sorry, but so there are two kinds of remote TV, possibly in the household. Actually, so you have a standard TV remote where you have just an on-off button and the volume change and keys for the number and more than one digit option. And if you see, for example, right now, even the one, more than one digit option is for two digit, and which is like 99. But tomorrow we might have 150 channels in the house or 200 channels to house, who knows. But then there is a, this is a standard one without any fancy thing, you know, like it doesn't have a red text option without any, it's a very simple thing, which you can browse. And then you have what's the video remote file, which is like, usually it has almost all the keys over there, and but it then it has other options like stop, and then you play the movie, you know, or fast forward the movie or something like that. So it has those, these are the standard, commonly found remote controls in the market. And then, which is generally used by the people, and then, well, personal preferences, I would basically think of having a kind of aim for the next generation thing where we could have both the TV and the remote, video remote control, because some of the keys in the video remote control and the TV, it could be integrated together so that we could aim for the, like in the coming future, type of applications.
I've heard that works, so I've got, say, maybe a VCR and a TV which is separate. See, on my one at home, I've got a VCR remote which then changes the channel on the VCR,
yeah,
and then joins on the TV.
Yeah.
So is there going to be like a switch on the remote that says, use the TV or use the VCR, or does it know which one you want to use?
Actually, you could think of having you can have a key which could tell if you go to the video thing. But you still can't, in that case, when you use that, the function should be able to take up the VCR option and just to play it. Or you can also think about having, like, in a few days, you'll be coming years, you will have a system where you have a separate sitting setup box, and you have something like you suppose you're not able to watch some program, and actually it downloading all the time for you, and you can just, you know, when you come back, you could just switch on that thing and watch the program. In that case, you want to browse fast or browse slow. You want to have those kind of functionalities.
This kind of next generation.
It's a next generation thing, but it is going to come in a couple of years.
I think it's based on where you are. August recorders.
Okay. So it's going to record your things, and you need basically the functionalities what you need in both video as well as the standard TV.
But I don't think we're trying to make a universal remote here.
No, we are not making a universal remote. We are just looking at given a scenario. I have a TV, and tomorrow I am going to have a setup box, which is going to sit there, and it's going to be good. So for me,
we need to decide on and how far we go to in this.
Mm-hmm.
We can go pretty far, I think, with functions and possible future.
So,
but it's good to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that ends my presentation. So we can always discuss about it. For example, representing the video market, actually the demand, video demand, or what we call it, is presently booming up, actually. So it is like people are providing like things like movies you can select, actually. So you want to watch a movie, and provider gives a list of movies, and then you select those lists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it basically, you go off, it downloads the movie, it gives for you.
Yeah.
And then when you come, you want to watch it on your TV.
Or even you don't need to download, it's streamed online.
Yeah, it can be streamed online for you. And you can play what kind of one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have received some points of thinking over of my account manager, and I would like to share them with you. First thing is teletext is a well-known feature of televisions, but it's getting used less and less. That's especially because of the internet, of course. So, do you think about it? Do we include it? And do we give it a permanent place on the remote mode control itself? And in any case, it's not used very much, but it is still used. Further, yes, we must think: do we stay to television only? The television, as we all know, is with broadcasting signals, and you can't go back, or do we go further, as Matthew indicated, by supporting recording devices?
So DVDs and VCRs?
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And the hard disk recorders. Furthermore, we really need to interest younger customers, and then the younger customers, I mean people below the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
Our current customers are mainly 40 plus, which
14?
40.
Okay.
So it's it is a market, but they will grow older, and they all always need to have the future with younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, younger people like trendy designs. So that we should make our TV as trendy as possible, but it should also be have a reliable image. So when it looks too spacey or too fancy, people will think, well, Does it work at all?
Yeah, it's you've all the ideas how you want to keep the keys, you know, like, you know, if you take it, you have like 0, 1, 2, 3, like keys separately.
Mm-hmm.
But suppose if you take the certain kind of mobile phones,
mm-hmm.
there are like big, thick keys, you press on the top, it takes one number, so you press on the bottom, it takes another number. And basically, yeah, so the space covered, so that you don't see two separate keys there actually. So it is like
maybe you can draw it on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think taking the idea of getting inspiration from mobile phones is interesting.
Yeah.
Especially going after the younger market.
Yes.
Most of the
new and the funky things.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots of very cheap mobile phones, not too many pretty remote controls.
And they're skilled by using it.
Mm.
So for example, you have a key like 1, 2, 3, like this, actually, and not 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, like that. You can have keys like in this form, like like that.
How much time do we look for the meeting on the way? Because we talked about demographic elements of brand information.
So you can have keys like if you're like, so we basically don't change the original order of them. But then the keys are more spacious,
mm-hmm.
they don't look so that there is a very flat thing. So if you press on the top,
mm-hmm.
it takes the 1, it takes the 3, 4, sorry, 4 here, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
So the keys can be, it looks, you know, not very much cluttered,
mm-hmm.
but it looks nice. You don't have too many keys, but you can have a lot of options.
Yeah, I think now the idea is clear.
Yeah.
We should now try to decide on our target group.
Yeah, which I think is quite tricky. Basically, we're trying to get people to buy a remote control. Wouldn't they already have a remote control with their television when they buy one?
Well, if they have already one, so our remote control has to be better.
But it's not going to have more functionality because it's only a low market, just a cheap end remote control. We can't beat them on functionality. We'll be able to beat them on the look of it, the design of it, but that's not a big seller. They're not going to just go and buy a new remote control just because it looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They have to actually mean it as well. So I'm not sure how we can get people to buy the same.
Mm. Well, I think many people said in your research, the appearance of the RT is important when they're buying one.
Yeah.
But
why are they buying one in the first place?
Indeed. So that will be about functionality.
But if people are buying new remote control for functionality, they'll buy a universal remote. I've got friends who've got so many things, they need a universal remote, otherwise they're using five different remotes for their all their things. In that case, they wouldn't buy our product because it doesn't give them what they need in terms of functionality.
So you think we should go for a more universal?
Well, we can't with the price range. We're not building a universal remote, we're not building a high-end product.
What do you think so?
Yeah, we have 12.5 euros for us at Austin. And I think with this, now you know that chips are very cheap.
Mm.
And we can include in our control some new features.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah.
If we're getting to universal remote territory, are we getting to LCD screens and things like that, which would drive the cost up a lot?
I don't know whether that's necessary.
I don't think LCD is not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I think this could be a market because universal remote control tend to be quite expensive
and quite complicated to use.
So we can try to go in between and offer a product which is not as expensive and not
mm-hmm.
as complicated.
Yeah.
But still, people have the idea this is more functional than a normal RC because it has more. It is not quite universal.
Mm-hmm. But if we're going for the say 15 to 25 age group, then not many of them would actually own TVs to give them up and so on.
Yes, we started in, I think, more on the 20 to 40 group.
Okay. So they're
people
who
just have or already have a job and have the money, but may not want to spend that much money on a uniform.
Yeah. I don't know really what the price range for American clothes is. Are we going to be at the very bottom of the price range, or are we kind of middle to bottom? I don't know.
Well, when we think over our thing, we are trying to offer a kind of universal control for less money.
Yeah.
So, do you agree?
Well, I'll find it really like a price as long as it is not too expensive.
Yeah, because we have to take into account that we're going to sell around 4 million. So when we speak about these numbers, the price of a chip is, very cheap. So I'm okay for signing less. Yeah, a kind of universal RC.
You think it's possible for this class to affect you?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we decide on going to this more universal line.
Oh yeah, that's what we need, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's needed right now.
Yeah,
basically, you can look to the standards.
And if
of
we want to get
that.
The market,
so I guess what I'd like from the universal remote is maybe choosing between three devices, be able to switch between them, be stereo, VCR and TV.
Exactly.
And just be able to use them all from the same remote, but all at the same time.
It also allows to all the standards,
Yes.
There are the limited standards for all of them, and you can get it solved through them.
Yeah.
So given we are going for this universal type, maybe it's good when you try to find out which components you therefore need, and
yes.
You will try to get more specific user interface content.
Okay.
And maybe you can look on what trends are in this type of market.
Voilà.
So, anyone had a point to bring in, or?
Well, I don't have anything right now.
That's
sure we have come up something good.
We're in
Netherlands now.
The next meeting will after the MCU we have 3 minutes of work and then we'll have the next meeting. But you will be informed by the
Okay. Cool.
Yes,
so
perfect.
See you later.